Well, we are opening up this week's inbox, and I have Yvette Diaz in the studio. Hey, Yvette.
Hi, Lisa.
Very glad to have you here.
It's good to be here.
People know you from the blog, but here you are in audio.
Yay.
Ready to answer one of our questions, which is great because it actually deals with student loan debt and all of that. Mm-hmm. And you work with college students all the time.
I do.
Having been one yourself
yes.
as well. So.
Mm-hmm.
So good. You didn't write this question, though, I don't think.
I did not.
You didn't, okay.
I did not secretly submit that.
It's not. Ready to give yourself some advice.
Yes.
Well, here is what this listener says. They read the article, Serving in Ways Married People Can't. And this person says, I thought the article gives great encouragement for singles struggling with this season of life, but I'm a single woman stuck with over $100,000 in student loan debt and in a job that barely pays the bills. I feel like I can't be adventurous, go to exotic places, and serve Christ freely when I have this burden called debt that constantly weighs me down. I'm trying to find a better paying job, but the economy and job market is tough. How can I live this season to its fullest when I'm bound by the chains of enormous debt?
Yikes. Mm-hmm. That's definitely, I think, strikes close to home for so many of us who did decide to pursue education or master's degrees or even, you know, post-master's work. The thing is, whether single or married, responsibility is something that often stifles our adventurous spirit in general. So it's really, I think, about her question being, how do I live life to the fullest when there's so much responsibility that makes, you know, kind of the decisions for me? I think it really comes down to being incarnational in the way that we do life and stepping into people's worlds. And so maybe for a season, we can't take those missions trips or, you know, just quit your job and go elsewhere because it's exciting or there's more opportunity. But we can still do small things that enter into people's worlds and, you know, from cooking a meal for somebody to babysitting for a family that needs you to. I think it's a misnomer that singles have more time because we're all blessed with 24 hours a day. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, we are a little more autonomous and we do have a lot of choice in how we invest our time. So I think it's really living to the fullest has so much to do with saying, my life matters. My life has the opportunity to reflect Christ's character and to walk with people in life and to be relational. And that doesn't cost a lot of money. It does take intention. It does take time and you know, choosing certain priorities over others. But I have found so much joy in this season in being able to, you know, push laundry back for another day because I'm taking someone out to coffee or, you know, things that if I had children or a husband at home, I couldn't just make that decision. But I think that there is a lot of abundance in realizing that our life, whatever stage we're at, can reflect Christ's character and can be bear people's burdens and can love well. So while debt is a real crushing thing, there's condemnation in that can sometimes stifle us more than we need it to, because there's at this point nothing you can do about that other than to be faithful and to be responsible and to, you know, see what the Lord might do in that, because he does do really great things as people, you know, try to be responsible with that. And yet there's a lot of opportunity that may not sound exotic, but it's really where the fullness of joy comes from.
Yeah. And I think that's good because I think that, you know, one thing that's missing in maybe her perception is that there is a lot of a good testimony and service in being faithful and paying down the debt, mm-hmm. doing what she can do in that. That is a great, you know, I think that will be evidential to those that are in her sphere, as well as maybe encouraging others who are struggling with the same thing.
Right.
You know, and being able to do that. Because I think we have, especially millennials, have this idea that, I've said this before, folks, if we're not like digging wells in Kenya somewhere, that we're right. not really serving the Lord, mm-hmm. we're not doing all we could do.
Right.
But like you said, there are many things we could do right where we are.
And I think one of the things that also helped me in my perspective was that two of my friends, amazing young women, passed away early in their life and early in their 20s. And it kind of helps me every now and then to remember them and to say, I'm still here, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm not promised tomorrow, but if I'm faithful today and I'm living extraordinarily today, that makes a difference for eternity. That's all I can really, all I can control is today and how faithful I am to what God has called me to.
Very good. Well, thanks so much, Yvette, for weighing in.
You're welcome.
On that.
Always fun to be with you guys.
That is it for this week's show, everyone. Write to us at editor@boundless.org with your question in the future so we can address it on the show when the time comes. And until then, hopefully you are catching up on questions or searching for ones that you think may be helpful to you and passing them along to your friends. So we will see you next week. Until then, I'm your host, Lisa Anderson, for The Boundless Show.